Parents are confused over the computer software, educators are said to be frustrated, and state lawmakers are grilling administrators a month after the program's rocky rollout. A legislative hearing on the program was held Wednesday, and in it, the Joint Budget Committee approved $135 million for the plan, on top of $190 million in nicotine taxes approved by voters. The state promised that money would cover up to 30 hours of free preschool for all low-income kids in the state, but at the 11th hour, the state backtracked, leaving many families scrambling. Lawmakers say program officials pulled the rug out from under parents, school districts, and private providers only a couple weeks before it was supposed to start by changing all the rules over who qualified for the program. Education officials claim to be working on the startup difficulties and addressing parents' concerns. I'm Jim Williams.